The World Bank's senior economist in China, Louis Kosh, says China's economic prospects remain bright, even though much of the rest of the world is bracing for the effects of the home loan crisis in the United States. The crisis triggered by defaults on cheap or subprime home loans has sparked worries of tightening credit and a slowdown in consumption in the U.S., China's biggest export market. But Kosh says this slowdown may actually benefit China.
That is because at the moment the main concerns of the authorities are that growth is a bit on the high side, inflation is on the high side, and the trade surplus is on the high side. A slowdown in the world economy that is not too drastic and not too severe will actually help mitigate those concerns.
Chinese authorities have had little success trying to rein in soaring growth. The economy expanded 11.5% in the first half of the year, driven by massive exports. This means China's trade surplus with the rest of the world continues to widen, jumping 33% in August from last year. At the same time, consumer prices are at their highest in more than a decade. A global slowdown could help address these problems. In addition, Bert Hoffman, the World Bank's lead economist here, says China's raging growth could help the global economy deal better with a slowdown.
If the world economy would do much worse, there may be even a scenario where the international community would look at China to stimulate world demand.
For instance, China, with its trillions of dollars in foreign exchange reserves, could buy more foreign goods and invest overseas. But economists stress that balancing the trade gap for the long term will mean foreign exchange reform. The United States has repeatedly urged China to adopt a market-driven exchange rate so that the undervalued yuan no longer gives Chinese producers unfair price advantage over U.S. manufacturers. While the yuan has strengthened some 9% since it was removed from a U.S. dollar peg in 2005, Western governments say that is not enough. Hedda Bayron, VOA News, Beijing.